Hey everybody, Bay Ragney here, and welcome back to a new episode of Totally Driven Radio. And I can't wait to share this one with everybody. So I got the opportunity to interview up-and-coming R&B pop singer Devin Kurtz the other day. And mark my words, Devin is going to be the next big name in R&B. This dude is going to be a star, and this song is going to do it for him. You're going to learn all about Devin. You're going to learn how about this former pro soccer star became an R&B singer. His new single, which is out now and is climbing up the charts, it's called Hennessy. So I'd advise you to go to YouTube, check out the video, go stream it. Go to Apple iTunes, buy it, do what you got to do, but check it out. The tune is called Hennessy. His name is Devin Kurtz, and you're going to know this name real soon. So without further ado, here he is. We're going to learn all about Devin. We're going to learn about his 84-year-old grandmother going skydiving and much, much more. Have a glass of Hennessy and enjoy this song and enjoy this interview. And there he is.
How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
I am doing great during the apocalypse.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, that's always a plus. You could be like having a very bad time. So at least you're doing it.
Oh my gosh, time means nothing anymore. So, I mean, I'm always having a good time. I go to sleep at whenever and wake up whenever. It's really weird.
It's actually a beautiful thing. I'm enjoying it. I truly am.
I keep telling that to my wife too. I'm like, you know what? This is never, well, knock on wood. I mean, we might have a second wave of this, but in general, never going to have like a pandemic like this where we're forced to be stuck inside and do all this. So we're trying to enjoy it as well.
I keep saying to my girlfriend, like, you know, we just got to make the best of it. Like, there's some days, yeah, you know, it gets to you, it gets on your nerves, but overall, like, you know, I'm truly enjoying it. I'm glad you are, too.
Drinking all of the wine.
Yes. Yes. You know, the other day was my 50th birthday. And
Happy birthday.
Was Saturday. Yeah. And, like, I started Friday, and I didn't end until Sunday night. And it was just, like, you know, you name it, like, four or five different bottles of wine, PBRs, gin, tequila, vodka, like it was just an ongoing flow of beautiful liqueurs.
I love that.
Yeah, but no Hennessy, which we're going to get into in a little bit. So one thing I got to say, like off the bat, like I was surprised when I got the offer to talk to you, because usually like the PR person that you're dealing with, that I deal with a lot, is strictly heavy metal artist. So when I got this, I was intrigued, and then I played a song, and I'm like, I'm in. This freaking tune's a hit. So I'm really excited to talk to you.
I love that. Thanks so much. Yeah, I've been pretty excited about it too. Finally started catching some heat. We're getting moving.
That's cool. Now I gotta ask though, like how does a guy who was a former pro soccer player end up going into the music business?
You know, I was always like, I've always played music and been in bands and then solo stuff, like all even throughout high school and stuff like that. So soccer was something I was just really good at. And I would be on the road and I'd be writing in my hotel and stuff like that. And I just realized like I'm doing 50-50 and I need to do 100 in something. And it was no question. So
obviously the bigger love was music all along.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I still have such a huge love for soccer, but as far as like what I want to do for the rest of my life, yeah, music was the no-brainer.
But dude, I mean, honestly, it had to be like, I know you like, it sounds like you truly followed your heart, but it had to be a tough decision to leave behind, you know what I mean? Like a pro career like that. I mean, you're playing in front of at times hundreds of thousands of people, like major endorsements through the sports and everything. Like it had to be tough to like turn around and say like, I'm going to leave this behind and follow my heart, my dream.
Yeah. And you know, lucky for me, like I still stay really connected in soccer. Like I still, I'm the official host for the men's and women's national teams. So like literal like Team USA and not this World Cup, but the World Cup before, I was the official host in Vancouver for the women's team. So I'd bring them out onto the field. I do all the interviews for ESPN. So I still get to be on the mic, involved in the soccer world. But as far as playing goes, like, yeah, that definitely is, you know, it hurts. But it's nothing to compare, you know, compared to if I wasn't able to be doing music full time.
Did you think at all, too, like, you know, a pro sports career, kind of, you know, you're kind of limited where you have so long, you know, to play while your body can hold up, where a musical career you can end up going on forever?
Yeah, that definitely played a factor.
Nice. So how long before you leave soccer, before you end up getting your first song released?
I hadn't even left soccer yet.
Oh, okay.
I put like a song on YouTube, and all these, like, this is before, this is like in, you know, the transition from MySpace to Facebook days.
Okay.
And I put one on MySpace and then just started getting like kind of crazy traction. And then people were hitting me up like, yo, I want to do your video. Let me produce other songs. Are you down to come to LA? And I just started getting, it kind of just became like a little bit of a wave of people like, hey, like, I want to take this really serious with you. So then I was like, okay. And I started like flirting with it, coming out, met with producers, going to a bunch of sessions, and then it just snowballed. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this is all I want to be doing. So, I did that and then released like my first EP, which went nuts. There was a site called Vube that was essentially like, it was like a contest every week for covers or original songs. It was just a contest for videos. It was like YouTube, but you get paid, the top 10 videos get paid every week.
Wow.
And
okay.
the number one video gets like $10,000 a week. Like, it's crazy. So, but then we just kind of caught fire on Vube, and one of my best friends who was just kind of like helping manage all the background stuff, I'm like, okay, well, now we're kind of making money. Like, do you want to jump on this full time? And we did, and we just kind of haven't looked back. So
while you were still doing the soccer and starting to dabble in the music, did any of like these producers and people you were starting to work with, did any of them start putting the bug in your ear too? Like, you know, leave soccer and do this full time?
No, nobody really did that. Like, people loved this soccer aspect of my life. And so it wasn't like, hey, you need to quit and do this. It was just like, I was realizing like, okay, I'm doing this here. And to be honest, like, when soccer became a job, it was great and I loved it, but like, it changed. So, and the money was so different in soccer as well. Like in the US, we were making, you know, little to nothing. Like, I was traveling 3 days a week, playing, practicing every day, and still like was not making enough to the point where I was having to train kids on the side. I'd get directly off a plane from playing a game and then have to go train kids. And it was just kind of like, I don't know, it was draining and sure, not really what I was looking for anymore. And then going into music and then starting to make like real money, I was like, oh, okay. Well, as far as longevity goes, as far as like financially goes, like, this kind of seems like my path. And as far, most importantly, as far as like my passion for something goes, to what I was willing to put 100% into, music just won.
So it sounds like too, like, I'm guessing, you know, with circumstances like that, once you made this decision, your family and friends didn't think like, oh, dude, you're crazy. What are you doing? Like, I'm guessing it was probably the opposite then.
A little bit. Like, it was like, people were fully understanding and seeing just the difference. Like, and seeing kind of things catch fire, to be honest. Like, we had the first three songs I ever got put out, Hollister bought them. And then, like, the clothing store Hollister,
right,
back when it was huge, bought them, and then was playing them throughout the world for, like, I don't even know, I want to say, like, 4 to 6 months, and it was just going crazy. Like, I had no idea what was happening, and I went on Vube and would look, and I had, like, 10 million views on one video, and I'm like, okay, this is exciting. This is actually like making financial sense, and not to mention it's what I love. So, yeah.
That's crazy. How the hell does this, like, Hollister get involved? Like, you must have been floored, like, when you get that offer from Hollister.
It was from that site that, like I was telling you about, the YouTube style site called View, but they're not even a site anymore. But I was just getting so many views, and they're putting my music in front of people. Like, you know, I'm sure you've never done this, but when you like stream something or stream a movie online, you get a lot of like ads first. So if you want to click and watch a movie online or something, like an ad will pop up. I was an ad for 10 million views or something like that, where people like, they just kept the ad running. And so it was getting in front of people's faces like that.
Holy cow. That's freaking amazing. And I saw too, like one of your songs was, I think it was Move, was on a Toyota commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was last year. Yeah. It's been pretty fun, man.
That's amazing, dude. Good for you, man. Good. It's good
Thank
to see,
you.
You know, you took a hell of a chance and you know, it's not many people you hear, you know, taking that chance and starting to break through. So, I mean, it speaks volumes for you, and the music is there. I mean, you got the music to back it up, so.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I'll tell you this, too. So, my girlfriend, she years ago, when she was younger, she had a development deal with, I think it was Island Records, her and her sister. Mm-hmm. They were a pop R&B duo. And, so I said to her, I said, as I was getting ready to do the interview, start preparing for it, I'm like, you're going to dig this song. She's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, so I play it. And she's like, oh my God. She said, I love it. She's like, this is the first male vocal artist that I really enjoy and his voice in. She's like, I can't tell you how many years.
Oh my, that's huge. Well, tell her thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
So now the thing that really intrigued me about you, I don't even know if it's about you. I think it's about your grandmother. Dude, you talk about your grandmother skydiving.
yeah, she's wild. She is wild. She's from Argentina, so she's never gotten to do anything like that, especially like the music video and all of that. And then so when it came down to the skydiving thing, her birthday is the day before mine. And she, like, I, you know, did the birthday call, and we're talking, and she asked what I'm doing, and I told her I was going skydiving, and she literally was like, I want to go. And I'm like, no, no way. This is where we're drawing the line. And then I was like, and she's a pacemaker. So she's in her late 80s with a pacemaker, and I was like, okay, if anything, go to your heart specialist, and if they say you're good to go, like, I will pay for you to go skydiving. I'll take you skydiving. So then she asked her heart specialist, and he literally told her, what do you have to lose? So we went.
What do you have to lose? Your life. What do you have to lose?
Yeah, essentially, he's like, you've lived a full life, like go skydiving. She was saying, like, what, I just never get to skydive in my whole life now? And I was like, hey, she says you can do it. We'll go, but this freaks me out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I saw that, and then I saw, like, the little clip of her afterwards, I guess, talking to the guy that she dove with, and she was telling him about the other video. So then I had to go watch that. I'm like, I want to hang with your grandmother, dude.
Oh, yeah, she's like that. She is – she, like, I wake up to her every morning sending – she figured out how to find memes on Reddit. And so we wake up to memes – every single morning, and it's just kind of her way of like texting everybody like, hey, I'm doing good, but like these memes, I can read you one right now. I want to see what she sent. She sent a really funny one yesterday. Let me see. The thing she hasn't figured out though is group texting. Like, she sends it to the group text, but she makes a different group text every day.
Oh, geez.
We're like, okay, where is this? Here we go. She said, okay, here it is. First we hear alcohol may prevent the virus. Now researchers suggest the opposite. Then we're told heat and humidity has no effect. But wait, direct. Okay. Oh, this is a longer one. Sorry. Now she just sent to this morning. Lockdown can go three ways. You can either come out as a hunk, chunk, or drunk. And she said, I'm going with drunk.
Oh, that's awesome. So all right, so let's get into the new single and video. So, is Hennessy her drink of choice by chance?
No, I don't think that's it. She's a wine drinker.
She's a wine drinker.
She drinks wine. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, so the song Hennessy. Yeah, this is such an amazing freaking tune, and like when you wrote it, like. Was the original thing to write about Hennessy, or like were you writing this thinking like, yeah, like I can probably get an endorsement deal out of this, like a commercial, maybe even an infomercial for Hennessy out of this video?
You know, it was weird. Like the song kind of came together, but in general, one of my best friends, Duck, his name's Duck, he produced it and started off with like melodies, and it kind of sounded like he was like humming stuff. And as I'm getting into it and writing lyrics and more to it, because I love the production he did, and it just kind of sounded like he said Hennessy a little bit. And I coincidentally like love Hennessy, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And I'm like, this is it. Like it was just the one thing that just kept resonating. And, yeah, and it just kind of like rolled from there, and it just fits so well. But me and most of my friends, yeah, coincidentally just, we love Hennessy.
I tell you what, I'm going to go buy a bottle now myself today.
I love that.
I'm going to make the switch because of this song now.
Yes, dude. Play it loud and just sip on some Hennessy and you'll get it.
Nice. I look forward to it. I think I got it. I don't even taste it yet, and I think I got it. Now, how did you and Quincy hook up?
I've known him for probably like 4 years. We just met like through the LA kind of scene, and we were at this Dash radio party, and yeah, I was just like, we're in a group of people, and you know, when you just like meet like a friend and you're kind of like you're just hanging out somewhere random and you're like, you are my people, like you are my type of person. And that's kind of how it was. And so we just like ended up like hanging out this whole, we didn't even know each other at all. We just ended up like hanging out this whole entire event. It was just super random. I don't know. It was like, I didn't even know that he was, P. Diddy's son. And I don't know. We just like became friends and then slowly but surely was fine. And I'm like, oh, you are. Okay, I'll be sure and P. Diddy's kid, okay? Wow. I get it. I mean, obviously, it didn't matter to me. And it was cool that we just, like, became friends and didn't know anything about each other. And it was kind of organic. We just started making music. And, kind of the rest is history.
So, like, by chance, has Diddy heard the song? And did he say, like, isn't he, like, the owner of Ciroc Vodka or something? Did he say, like, why don't you make a song about my stuff?
He has, yeah. He didn't, I mean, as far as I know, he hasn't said, like, or been, you know, bummed about that or anything, but Quincy has a song called Blue Dot as well that is about Ciroc.
Nice. That's awesome. So, like, all right, so what's the plan with this now? I mean, it just came out a couple weeks ago. Is it starting to get a lot of plays, like your other songs, or?
Yeah, it was weird. The first 2 weeks, quarantine, we didn't know how it was going to be releasing during quarantine. We're like, this is either going to be the best or the worst. And it's kind of had moments of a little of both. But the first couple of weeks, it was hard for it to catch because there was just such an oversaturation of things on social media in general. So it felt like it was getting a little bit lost in the mix. And then last week, like on YouTube, I want to say it had like 20,000 views the first like week and a half. And then now the second week, we got 250,000 views, and it's just kind of flying up from there. Yeah. Now it's starting to catch a little bit, and we're seeing that. So it's been kind of nice. 250,000 on YouTube, and then like 200,000 on Facebook, and yeah, so it's been moving in the last week for sure.
Holy cow, that's amazing, dude! I'm on Spotify now, and I'm looking like your song "Move" has over 1 million streams. Like, does that just like blow your mind away?
Yeah, that was really fun. That's really fun, and that's all about playlisting, to be honest. Like, it's cool to see things catch fire, but like, in a Spotify world, if you're not getting on the playlist, it's not popping.
Ah, so that's the whole trick.
All the playlists.
Look at that. I'm guessing you're going to get put on like some drinking playlist and stuff like that, and some. I mean, it's a very sexy song, so I'm sure people got like their sex playlist and all that stuff going on too.
Right, that's what we're hoping for. So, so as this thing is slowly but surely catching fire,
Nice.
We're hoping for that.
Now, you've also you've written some tunes for like some big name artists like Zane and Sam Hunt and Jason Mraz. Like, why not keep those songs for you? Did you not think that you were a good fit for them, or?
Yeah, well, I feel like the songs start out kind of like, depending on who I'm working with or if I'm producing or somebody else is, and just kind of like whatever is the best fit for the song. And to be honest, if there is something that I'm like, okay, this is mine, like I'll keep it. But it got to the point where like I have so many songs in the bank for myself right now that like I write so much that I had to start giving some out and writing for other people.
Yeah, are you kind of, how about like now with the whole pandemic? I'm sure you're doing that a lot more now too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's nonstop. It is nonstop. My wife and I, we have a townhouse by pretty close to downtown LA, and I just literally lived on the roof. Like I climb up on the actual very, very top of the roof and I can just see everything, and I'm just working on music all day, every day from up there.
That's awesome. I'm
getting sun finally.
Yeah. Get some sun, some quiet, and some peace and seclusion.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, it's been nice, man.
That's awesome. Now, how about just that, like with the whole pandemic, like what are your plans now? Because, you know, live shows are pretty much kaput for God knows how long. I'm sure you're just doing a lot of promotional stuff, but what else can you do right now besides write and promote the song?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially it. Like, we are just doing a lot of writing, a lot of promoting, and that's kind of all we can do. Like, a lot of people are doing, like, the live shows on Instagram Live and stuff like that, but they sound so bad.
Yeah.
I've been a little hesitant to do it. I think at the moment, I'm just focusing on creating more and promoting what I have. So
nice. Now, Hennessy, is this going to be a single off an upcoming release of an album or EP, or is it just going to be the single? Or
I'm thinking it's just going to be the single, to be honest.
Okay.
Especially because it's me and Quincy on it, and it's the one. I mean, I'm sure we'll turn it into a project, and if I don't just do a separate project by itself, as far as like an EP or album goes, then I'd love to throw it on it. But yeah, as of right now, it's a single.
Cool. So where should we tell everybody to go to hear it and check it out? And where's the best place to get those views and listens and everything else?
Yeah, I think, you know, go watch the video on YouTube for sure. Cause the video we made, I don't know if you've seen it, but we love it. And, we've been super excited about it. And like I said, it's kind of catching fire. So, as far as like getting a visual and getting to listen to it, YouTube for sure, and then Spotify. Keep that thing streaming on Spotify.
And add it to your drinking and sex playlist.
Right.
Devin, this is great. It's been great. I can't wait to see this thing blow up. And I know, like, I talked to that dude.
I appreciate that so much.
Hey, let me get you just a cut a quick ID for me before I let you go. This is Devin Kurtz, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio. And you can throw some Hennessy in there, you know, spruce it up a little.
Right now?
Go for it.
All right, everybody, this is Devin Kurtz. Wait, my bad. Hold on. So sorry. My headphones were cutting out. All right. You ready?
Go for it.
What up, everybody? This is Devin Kurtz, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio. I'll give you one more.
Go for it.
What's up, everybody? This is Devin Kurtz, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Nice. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
The pandemic's over and you come to Nashville and we can have some Hennessy.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. Take care. Best of luck to you.
You too, man. Have a good one.
You too. Later.